So, welcome everyone to BitRiseCon, everyone who connected. So this year we will have a bit of a different format for our conference. As you always see, the URIs changed. We will have, actually you're already connected to our IRC server, which is irc.bitrise.org. Always use TLS, we enforce this. Then, of course, visitor at bitrise.org with SSH, and this time the audio is via Gopher radio listen. So we changed this because last year this was over HTTP. Of course, it's just a hack, we're still working on the back end. So, welcome. We will have many talks from the 14th to 20th of June. So, every evening there will be talks. So, we have Unix principles, bitrise, Gopher and TLS, A Simpler Life with News Aggregation, S-Feed. Then we have a whole day dedicated to an ad contest. Catalyst will hold it. Green IT, video conferencing, medicine and simple software. Of course, that's what I talk about. I'm the doctor here. mRNA, vaccines and Unix. This will be really interesting. Saturday, there was a BioNTech conference where I added some details for you people about the future and what will change and how the thinking of Unix can be used in biochemistry and genomics. Then Simple Mobile Phone Future. Oh, Quink is coming in, welcome. Simple Mobile Phone Future, this is Memoleste. Then Project Management and its pitfalls. Solen is talking there. Personal Computing Philosophy, Odin is talking there. Then Anna Memes, Bitrise TV, Ban Game Party, and of course, 5 years of Bitrise will be celebrated too. Because we are 5 years old. BitConnect! Bitrise! Yeah! Of course, we have the whole Sunday for this, so this will. Sunday will be a bit slower. There will be just one big discussion of the manifest, and the rest is more fun, so we prepare for the next week. Because we had a whole week of conference. So why 1 week? Because the thing was with whole day conferences, the concentration span of people is really short, and when you're switching information too often and too fast, nothing remains in your brain. So by using this, of having like 2 hours in the evening of some topics, you can rethink it while sleeping, and maybe you come up with something new. So during the day, you ask the presenter, and maybe want to talk about it in the evening again. So this also allows people to easier attend. You don't have to go somewhere or use your whole Saturday or your whole Sunday for this. Then this can be easier adapted, like for example Joshua sometimes doesn't have time to come here, but then you can re-listen to what we talked today for tomorrow and ask questions. I'm trying to make the recordings possible, but better would be markdown slides, because recording it depends on how sleepy I am and what I had to do during the day. This all can be rethink. So let's have the standard slide. We don't have a code of conduct, we have a code of fun. So we are trying to make fun, and we have the Hacker Manifesto, so we keep the universal human rights. And we do not cancel people. I had to add this. There will be a whole talk about canceling. Presentations. Not much change here. We only optimized our technology. All presentations will be put on our Gopher hole. Audio recordings, NMD, TXT, or PDF files. Depends on what people give me. Markdown will be uploaded. It's simply a CP from the directories. And then integrated. But audio, as said, it depends on how lazy I am. There will be someone listening on IRC for question and post answers. Actually, we are all looking at the IRC channel, so if there's a question, depending on how the presenter likes it, we will change that. Then the best thing is to answer questions after IRC and use me as the moderator. So when you are done speaking, then I'm going into the audio stream, and you have your full time to answer via text and don't have to read it out and think in your head, and it's a bit complex. So I will read it out so it's on the audio stream for future listeners. So contacts, ask me. I'm on IOC. I have this, and we found something really special. We have a scientific background officer now. It's Professor Bruno Skildgaard from the Faculty of Slow Science of the Aarhus University in Denmark. He's a colleague of ADC, living in the apartment of ADC. He's really nice, but I thought the Faculty of Slow Science really fits the Bitreich and its ideas. So if you have any scientific questions, ask them to ADC and he will ask Professor Bruno Skildgaard. I hope I'm spelling this right. I'm not that much into Danish. So let's come to the schedule. So we are already at Welcome to BitreichCon. Then I will talk about the state of Bitreich, and next ADC will give us a few on Unix principles and science simulations, which is a good introduction to what this conference and Bitreich ideas are about. Think slower, but more precise, and solve problems easier. So on Tuesday, I will talk about the state of Gopher. Then Parasite will talk about Gopher over TLS, because he was spreading it to many projects. I think he will tell us how he did it, how easy it was. And then we have the pleasure to hear Bob, the author of S-Feed, talking about S-Feed and how he made it. So will be very nice. It's all Gopher news, easy information. Then on Wednesday, this will be really special. So a catalyst will use 1024 seconds to educate us about Ed, and then we will have a competition. I already prepared some prizes. They're very nice, and they will make you a bit rich. Then on Thursday, we will talk about green IT, why video conferencing is melting the North and South Pole, and why this is not good, and why you shouldn't do that, why you should the Bitreich way. Then medicine and simple software. This is how I fought it. And then mRNA and vaccines. So this is more talk about listening to what I say and dreaming of a better future. So then on Friday, Parasit will talk about Memo Lester. Then Solene will tell us how to complicate things in project management. So it's the opposite to the other talks you have at other conferences. Very nice. And then Odin will talk about the rise and fall of personal computers ages. Then on Saturday, this is more the fun day. We will talk about Anna development. Yes, much happened. I mean, all of you liked it, but I will give an overview and maybe what my future plans are. Then I will talk about hipster cancel waves and post-pandemic world, and a practical guideline and tutorial on how to use it in your life. Then Bitreich TV, and this is more like an introduction to our VRCon ban party. So I'm already collecting games. So if anyone has some game you really should play, this whole evening is dedicated to showing it to the community and having people around you playing against each other. Make it easy to access. Just tell me, I can compile everything on our big new BitreichCon machine with 16 cores and 32 gigabyte of RAM. Yes, it's all for the memes, but we can also use it for games. There is a proposal. Yeah, we'll look at it later. First time holding the presentations. Thanks for the proposal. Then on Sunday, this is 5 years of Bitreich. I will repeat what we did, what our community is about. Then some manifesto discussion, because I have one extension proposal. Then the closing event and aftercon party. There will DJ Ivan, or also called Parasite, give us nice music. And according to the weather predictions, it will be really nice, sunny evening without clouds here in Germany at 35 degrees Celsius. So depending on the mood, you can sit on your balcony with a nice cocktail. Are we started? Yes, Catalyst, we already started. Then let's start the show. Have fun.